They hide from your instrumentation because you try to detect them by science, but by science they cannot be known. You know, they think, oh, there's nothing that can hide from scientific method. Well, things that are beyond detection by normal means are beyond detection. Just because they were given voice to Christ, that was just so they could be detected. What if normally they don't have voice? What if normally they don't speak like that, but they speak in a whisper into the mind? How would you detect that something is whispering into your mind from another world, another dimension? It's undetectable, just like other dimensions. People believe, well, there could be other dimensions, right? But how would we detect such things? They have some ideas, but really, without knowing what we're trying to sense or the nature of what we're trying to sense, how do you build something to sense it? So that's why I talk on devils, that they exist. And Jesus had the power to remove them, to take these things out, whether they be powerful, personal, demonic things or ideas or certain ways of, you know, things that manifested themselves. It's like mental illness. He commands the unclean spirits. They do obey him. I mean, unclean spirits, an evil spirit. There have been times when I felt like I've been in evil spirits. I don't know if it's possession, but I felt certainly possessed of something, and evil thoughts. But then again, maybe I was just down, because I can't detect it. So, and some would say even now, he has a devil. Now they're going, they go out of the synagogue, you know, they've been all over the place. Remember, this gospel is fast moving. We went from the baptism to the calling to the house to this to that to the other. So Simon's wife's mother. So Peter has a wife. Peter's married. It must come as a blow to the Catholic Church who say he was the first pope. The first pope was married. Well, other popes, they didn't get married. They tended to have mistresses. I mean, no wonder the whole institution became corrupt. They forbid men from marrying, and men would do what comes natural to men. And then they'd have these bastard sons who grew up very cynical about everything. And such institutions are blasphemous. And they are deceptive. And they are against the doctrine of Christ. Call no man your father upon the earth. And that is the very name. Papa, il Papa, the Father, is the name of the Pope. That's what Pope means in Italian. It's il Papa. Il Papa, the Father, the Father. He's not Papa, he's il Papa. He's not Pope, he's the Pope. We don't just go, hey, Dad. No. He is the Pope, the Father. I'm not trying not to be too anti-Catholic. Believe me, I got plenty to say about other denominations as well. Because this gospel has come forth against all of them, as far as I'm concerned. Because they all have perverted the truth. They all have followed after the same ways of unrighteousness. The same perverse doctrines from those secondary fathers, the church fathers, the men who were of corrupt minds, who led the flock astray into philosophy. Into things of vain deceit, understanding neither what they spoke about nor who the power was. They deceived and corrupted, as it was written that they would. So it comes as no surprise, it's just a confirmation. And the world as it stands today in the church realm is in utter disarray. And the gospel has not come forth, but it is itching at the bridle to come out. And it's going to come out. This gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached. It's going to be preached to the whole world. And the time is not yet far. So then they go on the next. He gets up really early in the morning. I like that about Jesus. He got up early. I was trying in my life to try to get up earlier and earlier. Because the Lord was an early riser. He wasn't up all night, partying all night, idling his hours away. He rose early. He went to pray. He rose early. He went to do this. He rose early. He started preaching. Whatever he's doing it early in the day. And they follow. Like, where's he going? Let's follow. Everyone's looking for you, man. Everybody wants to see you. You know, he's sitting there in the house in the previous verses, healing everybody, healing everybody. This isn't a Benny Hinn conference. With a bunch of phoniness flying around. And a bunch of hokey pokey namby pamby preaching. Or one of these other false teachers that take up so much time on the television screen. And suck up money. He really healed people, and people were really looking for him. Who wouldn't, right? Who wouldn't? I want to be healed. Could you do something? All manner of sickness, not just backaches, you know. Oh, somebody has a backache. Someone's got a twing in their ear. Oh yeah, it's better. I sense someone in this audience is missing a leg. Your leg is growing back now. Your leg is growing back now. How much do you hear of that? Verse 40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for the cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in the desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. He couldn't go into cities because he would be mobbed. Because this guy, he said, don't tell anyone. Maybe because he knew this was the sort of thing that this guy would do. I always wonder about these commandments. Is the fellow being disobedient? Is the Lord angry with him? I suppose not. He knew all things, and he had compassion on the man who was so sick of that terrible disease, leprosy. He cleansed his leprosy, showed himself to his priest, but this guy blazed it out. He really made a big noise. And though the Lord had charged him, I can't blame him. I guess that's my feeling, is I can't blame him for publishing it. Who could? The Lord says he came forth to preach. I'm looking back at verse 38. Let's go to the next towns. This is what I came forth to preach there, to proclaim things, to say things as they should be, to put things right, to say the doctrine, to preach the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Healed, healed, healed. God testifying. The miracles are a testimony to the message. The message was given. And like John was a prophet with a message. And it was compelling. But how much more compelling was the message of Christ accompanied by these miracles? And that's what also sort of brings him into conflict with leaders, because his message is so compelling. Because so many people begin following him and believing in him as the Messiah of Israel.